The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So maybe it's interesting for you to hear a little bit about the beginning of my own meditation practice and what was very important for me as a foundation for what followed. I started meditation when I was pretty young. I was probably 19 or 20, but it was a little bit haltingly at first. And then when I was, I think, 22 is when I started meditating every day, and I meditated twice a day for 40 minutes and get up in the morning and sit, and before I went to bed at night, I would sit. And I was a college student. I was doing Zen meditation. That was kind of how I was introduced to meditation, was through Zen, which was not much of an introduction. They don't teach you much in Zen. And I didn't really know much about Buddhism, or certainly about meditation. Didn't know about concentration or even mindfulness. I had no idea that anything was supposed to happen when you meditate. Some states of deep calm or insight or... I had no idea that even I was supposed to stop thinking. I hadn't picked up that idea. What I thought Zen meditation was unconditional acceptance of the present moment. Just accept this moment. And so certainly I was aware how much my mind wandered off, and that much acceptance in wandering off. So I had to come back and kind of just be with this moment, be with this moment, be with this moment. And a little bit in Zen, you're supported by a particular posture you hold, and was often coming back to the breath as a stabilizing force or as a place to be here. But I had no idea that I was supposed to be any different than what I was. In many ways, there was nothing really dramatic to report. There wasn't dramatic states of concentration or peace or, joy or bliss or kind of some of the things people associate meditation with. But it became very important for me. And what I discovered in that for me was in that radical, unconditional acceptance of things as they are in the moment was a kind of sense of what I called, at the time I called it integrity. And perhaps integrity also means a sense of wholeness. I felt that a sense of integrity, a sense of that just being alive is enough, just being here is enough, that there was nothing to resist, nothing to fight, nothing to try to attain, nothing to get. I could feel whole or complete as I was without having to change anything about myself. It was almost as if a container was created that would hold who I was. And everything I was okay to be, but now there was a container that held it. Before, it's maybe like it comes to mind, it's like a ping pong ball that's bouncing inside of a earlier in my life, I was the ping pong ball bouncing off the walls. And now I became the container. And so it was okay, I could, to bounce around, and I wasn't troubled by the bouncing ball because I was kind of, it was being held by something bigger. So this idea of meditation wasn't a project. It wasn't a self-improvement thing. It wasn't trying to attain something. It wasn't becoming a better person. It wasn't proving myself in the eyes of other people. It wasn't avoiding some part of me or pretending I was different than who I was. It was just kind of whatever was here, whatever I was somehow accepted in a certain way, certainly held in a certain way, so that I felt a certain integrity or wholeness or completeness or peace with it all. And that sense of integrity that I experienced was very important for me. And so at some point, it dawned on me in those when I was 23 or something my mind was the same mind whether I was sitting in meditation or not in meditation in daily life. And so why should I just have this integrity in meditation? Shouldn't I have the same thing in my daily life as well? So then it became, I became very interested in how can I be that same way in my daily life as well. And so that became my exploration, and my since growing edge of my practice. And so I continued my practice, but that integrity or that sense of just being there with what is, and the peace or the freedom that that seemed to give, independent of any ideas of attainment, getting anything, so has supported me tremendously as I developed my practice. And it supported me tremendously when I was introduced to Vipassana practice, because I was introduced to it in Thailand, in Burma, well, Thailand and then Burma. Especially in Burma, there was kind of a goal-oriented kind of approach to it. And there was something to attain and get, and the teacher was waiting for you to report the changes and all that. And you know, sometimes I was even told, strive, you know, strive. And I felt very fortunate that I didn't buy into that. And because I had this background of radical acceptance or unconditional acceptance of things. And so when I heard the instructions, I think I followed the instructions pretty well. They were interesting for me. But I followed instructions of mindfulness, but not as a way to get anything, but it was a way of practicing this unconditional acceptance better. Because one of the things I discovered in doing Vipassana practice was how incredibly subtle the mind is. All the small, teeny movements of non-acceptance, of resistance, of wanting, of hating, of fear, of anxiety around things. And just all this kind of mind was always moving and not just at peace with how things were at the moment. And so as I saw the subtlety of it, then the instructions of mindfulness to pay more careful attention were really supportive and helpful to kind of see all that so I could be more thorough in this unconditional acceptance of the moment. And then what I found in doing that is that the mind settles more and more. And so some of the states of deeper concentration and insight that can happen are a byproduct of that, that can happen in its own time. But it wasn't as like I was straining to try to see or straining to get into deep states. It's just, you know, if they happen, great. If they didn't happen, that wasn't exactly the point. So I know that to some people who meditate make meditation much too much of a project, and they're trying too hard to prove themselves, or I said differently, some people feel like there's something wrong with them, and meditation is how they're going to perfect themselves or make themselves right and make themselves look right in the face of in the eyes of other people, or somehow become a worthy person, or and there's a kind of investment in meditation much more than needs to happen. Or trying to get something or attain something or prove oneself. And sometimes that whole approach adds to the kind of alienation, adds to the suffering people have, because we're stepping away, we're pulling away, we're resisting, or we're not. We're somehow not at peace with how things actually are. And for some people, the route of just being at peace with how things are is a very powerful door that is very important to do. So in this regard, sometimes in the Vipassana world, there's a saying that we're not trying to have a new experience. And we're trying to hold or see our experience in a new way. Trying to be present for experience in a new way. And that's, I think, a wonderful little saying, because rather than trying to go beyond what's happening, there's some wonderful secret or key or specialness about thinking, this is what's happening. I'm not, okay, now how can I see it? How can I be with it in a way that is freeing? How can I be with it that brings some peace? As opposed to, this is what's happening, now what can I do to make that better, to make it different, to change it, to fix it? And for some people, it's much more, it's very powerful to step back and say, okay, I'm not going to change anything, but how can I relate to this in such a way that I find my peace with it, whatever it might be? So if some of those words are interesting for you to consider, and maybe not. And please consider also that there are many approaches to practice. All of them are wonderful in their own time and place and the right person. So, you know, you have to find your own way with this. But if my example of how it was from my early years is helpful, that would be nice. So, thank you.